there's a common perception that a neighbourhood filled with graffiti just isn't safe. Chrissy Foreman works for the Passenger Security Division of Queensland Rail, and she says passengers don't feel safe when their walls are covered in graffiti.
You were standing in an area that had graffiti all over the walls as opposed to an area that had a nice pretty mural. Generally, just the surroundings within any environment lends itself, if it's a lot more community-minded, then it lends itself to a feeling of safety and, you know, that sort of thing. So I guess effectively that's what I meant by, the commitment isn't only to reduce graffiti, but it's also to reduce crime by creating a safe atmosphere for people.
The link between crime and graffiti is taken for granted by many local residents, especially the older generation. Councillor Felicity Farmer of Jindalee Ward is the acting chair for Brisbane City Council's Community Services Committee.
One of the issues with graffiti is that people who are not doing it, and especially it might be older people, can feel violated, I guess, as anyone can feel. If people have their own property intruded upon, it actually impacts on people's perception of their own safety if there's this blatant disregard or disrespect for our community shared properties.
But are community fears justified? Alison Young and Mark Halsey from the University of Melbourne are the principal authors of the largest interview-based study of graffiti writers in Australia. They say many stereotypes about graffiti writers are ill-informed. Many graffiti artists are not teenage boys. Writers who are good at it will often continue into their 30s and 40s. It's a diverse demographic profile which takes in rich and poor families, disrupted homes, and stable ones. And while most of the graffiti you'll see around Brisbane is done in the hip-hop graffiti style, Young and Halsey say that in Australia it's the exception rather than the rule for graff to be a means of gang communication. More commonly, it's a way of showing your presence in an area, of getting respect from other artists, or for aesthetic reasons. We spoke to one young graffiti artist who's studying for his art degree. These days he's more likely to be doing commissions than illegal graffiti, but he says having people see his work is the main reason he'd paint graffiti in public.
Well, I guess everyone has their own reasons for doing it, but I think that's really one of the big motivation, the things that really do drive you towards it, because you do want to get your name up the biggest and be the most recognised and, yeah, be the best, I guess, and it is a very competitive subculture.
Randall, who runs Juggler's Art Space in Fortitude Valley, says the reasons for painting graffiti are the same as for any other creative work.
Essentially, it's the same as anyone that is being creative or creating something, is that sense of satisfaction. Those people are placing that work in a public arena where anybody and everybody can engage with that. But I really like the notion that an artwork isn't completely finished until it's presented to the public. Now that's exactly what street art is. It's not only presented to the public, it's delivered and painted in a public space, but it's something creative that people can get engaged with and brings emotions and feelings about it, be that negative or positive.